I am Nena Hadders-Alga, Professor of Developmental Neurology at the University Medical Center in Groningen, the Netherlands. I will briefly summarize our paper on the developmental and socio-emotional scales of the SINDA, the Standardized Infant Neurodevelopmental Assessment. The paper that was published in the July 2020 issue of Developmental Medicine and Child Neurology. SINDA has been developed by Uta Takke, Joachim Pietz, Heike Filippi, and me. SINDA is a screening instrument for infants aged 6 weeks to 12 months. It aims to detect infants at high risk of developmental disorders, such as cerebral palsy or intellectual disability. It consists of 3 scales: a neurological, a developmental, and a socio-emotional scale. Last year, we published a DMCN paper on the neurological scale. Its 28 items can be assessed in less than 10 minutes. We demonstrated that the neurological scale has very good predictive properties. For instance, a sensitivity of 100% and a specificity of 81% to detect cerebral palsy. The current paper introduces the developmental and the socio-emotional scale. The developmental scale has 15 items per month. Here you see one of the 2 forms of the developmental scale, the form for the ages of 2 to 6 months. The 15 age-specific items are presented column-wise. Light yellow denotes the cognitive domain, dark yellow communication, green fine motor, and blue gross motor. Assessing the developmental scale takes about 5 to 7 minutes at the youngest ages and about 10 to 15 minutes at the oldest ages. The aims of the developmental scale are caregiver counseling and assistance in the prediction of developmental outcome. Here you see an example of a fine motor item belonging to 2 months. The infant inspects her own hand. Here another example, a cognitive item that belongs to the age-specific set of items of 10, 11 and 12 months. Watches pictures in book and turns pages. The socio-emotional scale consists of 6 items generating information on 4 types of behavior: interaction, emotionality, self-regulation, and reactivity to various stimuli is evaluated throughout the assessment and evaluated as typical or atypical. The aims of the socio-emotional scale are in the first place caregiver counseling and second the assessment of the risk of behavioral disorders. The items are found at the bottom of the forms of the developmental scale. We first assessed the inter-rater reliability of the developmental and socio-emotional scales. Reliability of both scales was very good. Next, we assessed their predictive validity. And we did that in 223 infants who had been referred to the Center of Child Neurology of Frankfurt. Outcome was assessed at the age of at least 2 years in terms of cerebral palsy, intellectual disability, or the presence of an emotional or behavioral disorder, according to the ICD-10. First, we confirmed the excellent predictive validity of SINDA's neurological scale. Next, we assess the predictive validity of the developmental scale for intellectual disability. You can see that 170 infants had a typical developmental score. 7% of these infants were diagnosed with intellectual disability at the age of at least 2 years. 53 infants had an atypical developmental score, a score of 7 or less. 75% of them had later an intellectual disability. As a result, the sensitivity of an atypical developmental score to predict intellectual disability was 77%, its specificity 92%. In addition, an atypical developmental score further improved the prediction of the neurological scale. Virtually all infants who had an atypical score on both scales had an atypical outcome at the age of 2 years. Finally, atypical emotionality and atypical self-regulation were associated with later emotional and behavioral disorders. They paired a rather low sensitivity with a high specificity. We concluded that SINDA's developmental and socio-emotional scales are reliable scales that assist caregiver counseling and the prediction of developmental outcome, including intellectual disability and emotional and behavioral disorders.